watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee, guest hosting for you today. This will be my last day guest hosting. You'll get Harrison back. Well, for now, in case he needs me back at another time. But you'll get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow, I'm told. So thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for joining me in this experience of going off prompter and off the cuff. Something I've expressed to you that's important to me is looking at everything through the lens of faith. And so when I do these, I like to start with scripture because definitely feeling the spiritual attacks, definitely seeing the spiritual attacks in my brothers and sisters in Christ. So one verse that's really been on my heart and keeps on coming up is from 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So a good reminder that as we struggle with a lot of these challenging topics, a lot of these scary situations, it's a good reminder that God has not given us that spirit of fear. It also helped me kind of navigate when I first hosted on Friday this kind of crisis of, you know, how much are we supposed to be being compliant and how much are we supposed to be standing up? And according to that verse, God has not given us the spirit of fear, so we should not be doing things out of fear, like throwing masks on our faces and getting vaccines out of fear. And he's given us a sound mind to try and dig in and figure out the truth and spread it to others. So I wanted to share that. Also wanted to share a Round Rock update. That's the district my kids are in with school. They pulled a fast one on me and said that they were going to make the kids wear masks. I was able to opt out. Well, now they're looking to remove that opt-out option. So I thought the meeting was going to be last night, but according to the latest update, it is going to be tonight. So I'm going to go into battle. I'm going to speak. Again, I kind of go into it with almost a defeatist attitude because it seems like they're going to do whatever they want regardless. But I'm going to try. I've signed up. I'm going to try and speak and resist this tyranny, resist them trying to put a mask on my child. And I want to also update with you a milestone. I got my first strike with YouTube. That was inevitable. It was going to happen soon. It was interesting that it was on the Texans for Vaccine Choice rally that we covered over the weekend. And what's also interesting is there was no advocating of the rally. It was just a highlight reel of the rally. You know, people might want to know why more than 1,000 people showed up at the Capitol and what they had to say. So no advocacy or anything, just simply a highlight reel posted on YouTube and was given that strike notice. And I did appeal it. I said, why was this taken down? There's no advocacy of what was said. It's just showing what was said, showing why thousands of people were at the state capitol. And what's funny is I also said, why is it that the local news channels were able to cover this? And I can't even put up a highlight reel. One of the local stations that covered it called it a medical freedom rally. They didn't use the actual group's name, Texans for Vaccine Choice, which is interesting. So maybe they got around it that way. Also says in the local news coverage, an overwhelming majority of people in the crowd weren't wearing masks. It's interesting that it points out an overwhelming majority of people in the crowd weren't wearing masks. Well, I mean, they were holding signs against masks. So why are we even including that as like it's some kind of a news? Highlight, like, no one was wearing masks. I mean, it's just so obvious. Why would they be? The whole thing was about not wearing masks and not being forced into wearing them or being forced into a vaccine. So just interesting rules for thee, not for me. I mean, if you put in what they want you to, you can have it on YouTube, you can broadcast it. But if you just simply show that people were there at the Capitol, because it is newsworthy, more than 1,000 people there, well, then you get a YouTube strike and your video taken down. Oh, this is fun. It's only just begun. See you back on the other side.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. I think profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee guest hosting today. You'll get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow. So thanks for putting up with me for yesterday and Friday. I'm not a morning person. If I'm stumbling over my words, it's catching up with me. I'm tired, but I'm going to try and get through all of this information for you. We did get some good news yesterday. Owen hopped on and said that he's cleared for now. He's a free man, doesn't know what's going to happen towards the future, and he couldn't give many details, but he says he's going to comply with the strict guidelines he's been given to be free for now. So that was some good news, but also in January 6th news, we did see an article about Ashley Babbitt. Now, when I was going over these articles the other day, they always call it a deadly insurrection. And it fails to mention that they can use that word because an unarmed woman was killed that day. They try and rope in the police officers that also passed away. I believe a couple of them, one was like days later from a suicide, and another suicide, and another of natural causes. But the true deadly resulting from the January 6th insurrection was Ashley Babbitt, unarmed and no warning. So saw this article out from the Gateway Pundit. It says, Lieutenant Byrd killed Ashley Babbitt in cold blood on January 6th in the U.S. Capitol. Also says, now we know that Congress was evacuated on January 6th due to a pipe bomb threat, not because of Trump supporters walking the halls. It was all a lie. It says, on Friday, Lieutenant Mike Byrd was exonerated for killing Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. He gave no warning. He ran from the scene of the crime. He shot an unarmed woman dead who posed no threat. We've all seen the video. You don't hear anything. You just see a gun come out, no warning. And now he walks free. Terry Roberts, the attorney for Ashley Babbitt's family, released this statement. One cannot imagine any police department that would allow an officer to shoot an individual without first giving a reasonable warning. I find the refusal to identify the officer unprecedented, and I challenge the Capitol Police to release the detailed findings. So troubling. We don't hear say her name, even though situation same in that they were both unarmed. But we can't say her name because she trespassed. She went where she was not supposed to, unarmed, and that happened. I also wanted to cover some interviews from seeing as I got the highlights of the rally taken down off YouTube already. We did get some interviews while we were there. Obviously not going to be able to share those to the masses, but did want to be able to share those with you. Here it is.
So my inner circles are, there are many people who are against it. We don't want to be told that we have to put a experimental vaccine in our bodies to keep our jobs and our livelihoods for our families.
What are you going to do if they tell you vaxxed or you're off the job?
I'm going to leave. We've been given a date of October 1st to be fully vaccinated. I put in for an exemption, but I just found out yesterday that I was denied. So I'm just going to wait it out. They're going to have to fire me. So I'll either find a job someplace else or I'll get out of healthcare altogether, which I hate because I love my job. But I'm not going to have someone tell me that I have to put something in my body to keep my job. It's not worth it.
Thank you.
My name is Kurt Schumann.
Okay, and what brings you to today's event?
I'm here to literally stand up for medical freedom for my brothers and sisters out there who are being forced into this vaccine mandate. So pretty much I've been literally on this journey for 16 years, I would say, for personal reasons. So this didn't just start with this particular, what I call fake vaccine movement, but it started way back when my son was personally injured by a vaccine 16 years ago.
What vaccine was that?
I would say all of them.
Oh, really?
I have literally a booklet of vaccine side effects that I can literally share from lump in his throat, from screaming for 8 hours at a time, many, many different side effects from breaking out in hives. So I would say it's a long journey. We did literally everything there was as far as the different therapies out there, trying healthy diets, organic diets. We've done it all. And I mean, he's doing great today now. Yeah, I'm just here to support my family. I feel like this is my family out here, and I have to really come out and show my support, you know? Well, in my opinion, we really do need a real grassroots organic organization that can really get to every single lie that we've been literally trained to believe for so long a period of time. I mean, from the very bottom, starting from the very beginning, when it comes with are these viruses really isolated? Are we really looking at all the different experiments they did in order to bring forth all these medications? I think the establishment has to fall before we can have real truth, real freedom in this country. So I do also, a big component of natural therapies, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A. I know a lot of these people here who got on stage, not a lot of people are actually talking about natural therapies, which have been proven to work. For example, there was a doctor recently that was on TV given an experimental treatment, which was vitamin D, and they put him on a drip. They gave him 100 milligrams of vitamin D, C, and he actually overcame the so-called COVID virus. And these type of treatments are not even being spoken about. So I would say there's a lot of things that I would say kind of undercover.
What makes you so passionate about being
The freedom, medical freedom, the freedom to choose, the future being taken away from my children to have the right to choose, the fact that we should not be forced.
So just a taste of some of the people that showed up for that event. I believe the local news said hundreds of people showed up. The actual number was 1,500, so I guess they're within their accuracy, but they always like to downplay how many people show up to these. It was a big crowd, fired up crowd. It was interesting to cover. I did get sent a letter from one of you because you understand that I'm dealing with this situation where the school is trying to force my children to wear masks. Then I go to a meeting tonight to resist them making a stipulation that now you can't even opt out unless you have a doctor's note. Someone sent me this. I don't know if it's going to work, but it was from Mai Hu Han, I think, on Facebook. And it says, we have a huge announcement. Parents, you have the power. It says FAPE, First Amendment, 14th Amendment. You have the right to an education, be able to religiously opt out of any practices of the school that go against your deeply held religious beliefs. You can fill in the blanks. It cites the First Amendment, the guarantee of religious liberty, also standing on the Equal Protection Clause, seeing that, you know, my children, your children have a right to an education in the confines of what they're comfortable with. for their religion or other situations. Also cites the right to a free, appropriate public education, educational entitlement of all students, including those with disabilities. Civil rights laws are in place to protect students from bullying at federal-funded schools. And then it cites the resource for that. Teachers and fellow students cannot harass their children about their race, national origin, color, sex, disability, ethnicity, or religion. So if this is you, it's against your religion to have other people force a mask on your child. Maybe something you can use. At this point, anything's worth a shot. Also, I hate to jump around, but just want to get this in before the last 20 seconds are up. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio sentenced to jail for burning Black Lives Matter banner. So you get in trouble for that, but, you know, we've seen Antifa and Black Lives Matter burn flags and everything else. No consequence, but, you know, rules for thee and not for me. More on the other side.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Christy Lee, guest hosting The American Journal today. Verse of the day is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Father, give me a sound mind because I am struggling today. That's my thing, having a verse of the day. Really need to stand on God's word lately. Well, always, let's be honest. But you'll get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow. Thank you for allowing me to fill in now for the third day. Earlier in the hour, I talked about how I had reached 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and right after that, I got my first YouTube strike, and that was for posting the Texans for Vaccine Choice Rally. Had no endorsements or anything like that. Just wanted to give a highlight reel of why more than 1,000 people had showed up to the Capitol, but YouTube said, no, you can't post that. We'll let the local news channels handle that because they're also going to talk about how no one was masked there, shockingly, at the rally that was speaking out against masks. And they're going to add their little how many people are in the hospitals right now. So they can cover that, but you cannot. So got my first strike. Also noticed that one of my posts was scrubbed on Facebook, and that post was about was actually sharing an ABC News article about that Pfizer had been fully approved for the public, and I said I wanted to add some context and said let's not forget about when things are done faster. And shared that article I talked about yesterday, that the FDA had issued a death warning on a new cancer drug approved through an accelerated process. Also shared, let's not forget that this study for the safety, tolerability, efficacy of the RNA vaccines, that study is not supposed to be complete until May 2nd of 2023. So we have a fully approved vaccine for something that hasn't even gone through its study and will not be finished with its study until May of 2023. And also for context, I shared that the FDA has approved many prescription drugs in the past that were later pulled from the market. So how reliable is this fully approved mark as far as the safety? And just mentioned some of them, like Darvocet, Bakal, Siler, Darvin, Bextra. Those are all FDA approved, fully approved by the FDA, prescription drugs that were later pulled because they were unsafe. So we're all cheering for the fully approved vaccine, saying that it's so great, but is it? Anyways, when I went back, all of that, just adding context to the article, it was poof, gone. Just they don't even give me any warning on Facebook anymore. They just pull it. It's just gone. They're definitely at work with me. I guess they're on to me. And then the biopharmaceutical industry, this is an article from 2018. It says that the industry provides 75% of the FDA's drug review budget and asks if this is a challenge. It challenges the objectivity of the FDA. FDA repays industry by rushing risky drugs to market. Rushing, there we go. Chen contends that the agency is beholden to the biopharmaceutical industry, which pays 3/4 of the FDA's budget used for the drug review process. Is there any other federal agency supported to this extent by the industry it regulates? Given this level of support, one might assume that the FDA would bend over backwards to meet the needs of its financial backers. I'm going to try posting this later and see what happens. Let's hear, because it's relevant, in this last 4 minutes from a nurse testimony.
I was told not to answer any further questions regarding the COVID vaccine. I was offered help finding another job and told that if I disagree with this mandate, I should be respectful to leadership and administration and resign my position. Since then, I've been pulled aside almost every shift and asked, for example, do you have questions about the mandate or your termination? Or how do you feel about me posting your position? They are taking a headcount and actively attempting to fill our positions before we are even gone. It's disgusting, it's constant harassment, and it's true discrimination. Managers have been sent a list of employees on their unit who have not been vaccinated. These staff are now being pulled aside one by one and questioned. They are being pressured, coerced, and intimidated into receiving the vaccine. They are being told they won't be able to find other jobs in healthcare, and those in school are being told they must comply in order to receive future education. We have now been branded anti-vaxxers and have scarlet letters on our chests. I ask you, what happened to HIPAA? Is medical segregation okay? Should we also be stripped of our right to bodily autonomy? Do we really not deserve a choice? The hospital is now offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus for nurses and $25 extra per hour for extra shifts. They are actively recruiting Canadian and agency nurses. Please, I ask you to consider who will care for you when these hospitals force us to voluntarily resign our positions for refusal of vaccine mandate. After working through this entire pandemic and risking our lives, they will even make receiving unemployment a challenge. Please remember, healthcare workers did not get a COVID vacation to sit safely at home and receive extra government stimulus from their couches. This is a term I've really grown to resent. We worked and we risked our lives for the patient, the same patients we are now being deemed unsafe to care for. We may be in a vulnerable position being hit when we are already down, but we will not be taken advantage of, and we do deserve a choice. Let's be clear, we are not being presented with a choice from these hospitals. We are being presented with an ultimatum, do it or else. We are being forced to decide between risking debilitating injury or death from this experimental vaccine with the highest mortality rate in history, which of course will not be covered by the manufacturer, government, or hospital, or losing our jobs and financial stability. Many nurses are leaving healthcare altogether. Exemptions are not the answer. We should not be forced to apply for an exemption from a mandate that is unconstitutional in the first place. Freedom is the answer. We went from hero to zero, essential to completely expendable. Please help us. Help us to protect our freedom of choice. It's the best things you can give to all healthcare workers and to your community. Our bodies are choice, and we ask you for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much.
That was Katie Kern giving testimony in Michigan. It's heartbreaking to hear this is happening, being targeted. I mean, and these are the people that were on the front lines, that put themselves out there to be sick, that put their family members at risk when they went and tried to help in this pandemic. And now, because they won't be bullied, let's face it, bullied into getting a rushed through vaccine, they are being targeted, bullied, threatened, and are going to lose their jobs. And what happens when we lose some of these nurses, when they finally get fed up and they strike or they quit or they're fired? Then we have less health care for a supposedly crazy pandemic. And that doesn't make sense. It's heartbreaking to listen to her. And on the same topic, saw an article, FDA approves first oral blood thinning medication for children, oral pellets to treat children 3 months to less than 12 years old with a condition. Why would we need oral blood thinning medication for children, you think? Do you think it might have anything to do with the vaccines had been shown to cause some blood clotting? So now we're getting ahead of it and approving medication for blood thinning so that we can maybe mandate vaccines for children. All these things are connected. Got to pay attention and connect the dots. See you after the break.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Not all vitamin and mineral supplements are equal. Many of them are synthetic. Many of them have fillers and additives. Many of them just pass right through the body and are not absorbed. Well, that's not the case with our incredibly popular, because it's so effective, product that has now been sold out for months, but is finally back in stock. And that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids to help it upload better into your body, into your cells. It's in powder form. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's really important for folks that are older because they don't absorb as well through their gut. So this liquid formula really, really does it. You mix up a pitcher of it every couple days, put it in the refrigerator, or keep it out in the kitchen, and just remember to drink it in the morning and in the evening. It tastes great. It makes your body healthy. It boosts your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, is back in stock for a limited time, 33% off InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee, guest hosting The American Journal again today. I am a corporate-controlled media fugitive. I left the traditional news that I'd been doing for 20 years, about 13 in TV news, and about half that as a main evening news anchor. And I wanted to give a shout-out to my friend Kayla Strayer. I interviewed her about her experience of leaving traditional news media. You can find that at kltv.news. But she posted just the other day that, and here it is, I just caught the end of an interview on NPR where the person being interviewed said with confidence, let's remember Afghanistan is not a national security threat to the United States. This made me think of September 11th last year. I was practically begging to be able to cover a memorial event at Fort Bragg, the largest military base in the United States. It was explaining how important it is to that community, as it should be to every American, to remember that day and those who have since lost their lives defending freedom. I was told no, and instead was told I had to do a follow-up story on an officer-involved shooting that happened the day before. Here's the kicker. A shooting in which I'd already covered live from the scene and there was no new information to report. That didn't matter. But after it was found out that the fugitive who was shot by police was white, I was then told that it was okay that I switch to cover the September 11th ceremony as my story for that day. This is happening in newsrooms all over the country. They are willing to cover the divisive, woke news items of the day, but not the important ones. And part of the reason both Kayla, who I just read from, and I decided to leave traditional news media was we didn't want to be complicit in these decisive decisions that were going down. I did get a news tip from also an anonymous source. It was somebody that I had worked with years ago at a news station, and he wanted to make sure that I saw what's going on here in Texas, particularly in West Texas. He saw my reports there on the border, and he said that West Texas is having a bad uptick in COVID, but part of that is due to the migrant facility in Pecos. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I apologize if I'm not. So he told me to check out this sound, and so now I'm going to share it with you.
One of our biggest concerns outside of here, what we're dealing with also, is what is going on with our friends in Reeves County over in Pecos. If you remember last week, we talked about they do have the immigrant camp there for children, and it seems like that camp is overwhelming their hospital, which in turn overwhelms all of us in this area. They've got chicken pox. They've got COVID patients. I spoke with them this weekend. There are young girls out there that are pregnant with chicken pox and with COVID, and they've got a disaster on their hands. And so they're reaching out to their congressmen. We're reaching out to our folks to see what we can do to get them some help. But that is making its way patient-wise towards these two hospitals that are on here today. We will see some of those, and our friends at Odessa Regional will see some of those. They're utilizing Monahans and Fort Stockton, but it's only a matter of time till those immigrants overwhelm those other hospitals and make their way to us.
Well, that has to be misinformation, right? We know that it's the unvaccinated that are perpetuating this pandemic. It's all the unvaccinated. If they would just get the jab, we wouldn't have our hospitals overwhelmed. Don't pay attention to the migrants that are coming in pregnant with chickenpox and other diseases besides COVID. Don't pay attention to that. It's definitely the unvaccinated that are prolonging and perpetuating this pandemic. Definitely haven't heard that. So thank you to my anonymous tipster for sharing that. Switching gears here, funny story. I traditionally hate Vanity Fair because, well, let's just be honest. But I saw this in Vanity Fair. It was covered elsewhere. In last act as governor, Andrew Cuomo appears to abandon dog at Albany Mansion. At the governor's mansion, he moved out like it was, he abandoned his dog. I like how they put it. Like it was an old crock pot or a shower curtain he hoped to pawn off onto the next owner. Per the Albany Times Union, Andrew Cuomo, who has been staying with, you know, his Westchester County sisters, recently asked his staff members at the executive mansion if anyone would like to keep his dog Captain. Two state police sources told the Times Union on Saturday that the governor had recently asked mansion staff members if anyone would be interested in caring for the dog. Then it goes on to say, in a huffy, I do like that they say this, in a huffy, almost too huffy statement, Richard Azzopardi, I'm not sure how to say that, a senior advisor and spokesman for the governor, lashed at the Times Union, claiming that Cuomo is only temporarily, it's only temporary looking for someone to take care of Captain. So, but you know, it's not like advisors or staff have ever covered for the governor before. They've never lied or covered for him before. So he was just, it was just a temporary situation. Nothing to see here. Wasn't abandoning his dog. He treats all living things with love and respect, I'm sure. Okay, wanted to talk about some, you know, hypocrisy. We all know about the hypocrisy of Governor Gavin Newsom and the recall effort there. Californians fleeing in droves. I was one of them. And what's funny is living in California, even visiting people on the coast, it's like nobody likes him. I mean, and of course, this is anecdotal, but even in a highly liberal newsroom environment, literally nobody likes him. Or Nancy Pelosi. So it's like, how do these people continue to get in? I mean, even the most liberal people say they hate them. So what's happening? But then I did see this article, California recall, over 300 recall election ballots and other paraphernalia found out in a passed out felon's car. I wonder if this has anything to do with that when you talk to anyone in California, they all hate Pelosi, Governor Newsom, or whatever. But then there's missing ballots. KTLA 5 covered the case. Local CBS 2 News covered it days later that over 300 ballots were discovered. LA District Attorney George Gascon at the helm, also under threat of recall. So, you know, how much is he going to effort figuring out what happened? And apparently the arrest occurred on August 18th, the same day the election officials began mailing out the ballots. So they were quickly commandeered right after they went out. Final statement on Torrance PD Facebook post also telling this incident is not tied to any additional thefts of election ballots, which reflects that they know of additional thefts of recall ballots occurring. So how widespread is it? Well, it can't be because we have free and fair elections. This was the safest election, this past one, ever in the history of elections ever. So this stuff doesn't happen. It's funny how they say this was isolated and then also say not connected to others. So how can it be isolated if there were others? It's confusing. All right. So also in my little hypocrisy segment, many of us saw Pelosi at a fundraiser. And what's so sick about this video of her at this fundraiser is clearly hypocrisy. Nobody's wearing masks. But look at the servers. The servers have to be wearing masks. But nobody at the table is wearing masks. It's just more as if you needed any more evidence that she thinks she's elite. And, it's fine. I'm sure all of them were vaccinated. The servers are, you know, lowly and maybe haven't gotten their vaccination yet. But all of them were vaccinated. We're not going to pay attention to the fact that those who are vaccinated can still spread the virus. Crazy. So last more I want to talk about, I'm going to show a funny video in the next segment that Alex sent us. So stick around for that and make sure you take this time to hop on InfoWarsStore.com and stock up.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God.
So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Not all vitamin and mineral supplements are equal. Many of them are synthetic. Many of them have fillers and additives. Many of them just pass right through the body and are not absorbed. Well, that's not the case with our incredibly popular, because it's so effective, product that has now been sold out for months, but is finally back in stock. And that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids to help it upload better into your body, into your cells. It's in powder form. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's really important for folks that are older because they don't absorb as well through their gut. So this liquid formula really, really does. You mix up a pitcher of it every couple days, put it in the refrigerator, or keep it out in the kitchen, and just remember to drink it in the morning and in the evening. It tastes great. It makes your body healthy. It boosts your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, is back in stock for a limited time, 33% off InfoWarStore.com. There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee, guest hosting American Journal today. You're going to get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow. So for those that maybe, you know, didn't like the change, just calm down. Everything's going to be all right. You'll get Harrison back tomorrow. So Alex, I guess, sent this to us about Bill Maher. He, during his edition of Real Time, the show's host got upset and showed to his audience members that he does not want to take a booster shot. So let's just see this video.
You know, because like now they want us to do all these boosters we were talking about with Andrew. I mean, I don't want a booster. I never wanted the vaccine. I took one for the team. And by the way, you know who doesn't get a lot of vaccines? The millennials. I know a lot of millennials, especially the 20-year-olds. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't think they need it. They're probably right. But I tell them, I didn't want it either. I took one for the team. But every 8 months, you're going to put this shit in me? I don't know about that. Maybe I don't need one. I don't want a one-size-fits-all. My body may be different than your body.
Yeah, I lost you, man. That's crazy. Look,
my body isn't different. Everybody's body isn't somewhat different. I just read the statistics about who dies from this.
You're trying to be cute and you're rolling the dice.
I'm not trying to be cute.
No. I know I'm in your house. I don't want to step over the line here. But genuinely, people's lives are on the line. And just as significantly, our very way of life is on the line here. It's very important that people get vaccinated. It's very important that we express trust in our institutions.
Right. Yes, I'm saying get
absolutely
vaccinated.
But if there's a need for boosters, particularly absolutely as the evidence is showing amongst those who have underlying conditions, amongst the elderly, so on and so forth, it's important that they take them, and it's important that they trust those who are urging them to do it.
Okay, but you just said underlying conditions and elderly. Mm-hmm. I don't count myself either. So is my body different?
Well,
can I have some medical autonomy?
No, look, you absolutely, no one is mandating it for you in your particular position, although they might. But I do think that it's very dangerous to enter into a conversation here about personal responsibility, when the truth of the matter is that this is a matter of collective responsibility. If large groups of people do not get vaccinated, they go to the hospital, and our hospitals get overrun.
That's why
you can't get a mammogram, you can't get a biopsy, and so many other things. Literally, society as we know it can't function. So this is important that people are urged to get vaccinated. It's important that they do get vaccinated.
That's why I use... That's why I said the team.
Well, we're proud to have you.
Because I did it for the team.
When you work, my goodness, in what world am I frequently agreeing with Bill Maher lately? I mean, he has railed against the wokeness. He's made a lot of good points against censorship. He's challenged his audience on some of those. And don't worry, I'm not becoming fangirl of Bill Maher. But, I mean, anytime I can see someone like him that's willing to at least concede a little bit and see the other side, it's hopeful. So that was good. But did you notice that his guest, it's like they all parrot the same stuff that they're heard. He uses that same word. It's dangerous. What you're suggesting right now is dangerous. It's just we've heard that so much. Dangerous and egregious and selfish. I mean, it's just they all parrot the same thing. Oh, and it's a personal responsibility to inject yourself with this jab that we don't know what the long-term effects are. It's your personal responsibility because CNN told me or MSNBC told me or whatever. But they all use... Obviously, since I've been in journalism for so long, I love words. I'm very aware of words that are chosen. And so when I hear these buzzwords, it's just like, yep, they're just parroting. They're parroting what's just being constantly flooding and thrown at them over and over and over again. But, you know, his guest probably agreed with the Bush-era NSA head, who says it's a good idea to send unvaxxed Trump supporters to Afghanistan. He says in a tweet, can we send the MAGA wearing unvaxxed to Afghanistan? No use sending that plane back empty. And this is the man who had infamously declared that the Fourth Amendment, quote unquote, changed on September 11th and went on to oversee mass surveillance of Americans at the NSA while the invasion of Afghanistan was implemented. So, you know, these guys talk about personal responsibility and be compassionate to your fellow man. And then they call for your death. It's crazy how that works, right? And then we have a bunch of big fat liars. Liberal pro-vaccination official faked threat made against her. I saw the pictures of this. This was days ago, but I didn't get a chance to cover it earlier. A pro-vaccination Democrat official who said that teenagers could receive COVID vaccines without parental consent apparently faked a threat she claimed was designed to silence her. I remember her holding up the muzzle. It may be yet another example of conservatives being so violent that deception has to be used to make them appear. So she said a suspicious package was mailed to her containing a silicone dog muzzle, according to the Washington Post. I saw a picture of her holding it up, looking concerned. She said she received it likely due to her statements on vaccines. They find out that it was traced back to her credit card. And she is denying those charges, claiming conveniently that her credit card information was stolen and used by someone. But we know the deal. Come on. You held up this muzzle and said, look at what these violent people are doing because I'm suggesting they get the vaccine. They're sending me a muzzle that happens to have been charged on my credit card. It was stolen, obviously. Duh. I didn't use my own credit card to set this ploy up. Ridiculous. And then, also funny but not funny, as many of these things are. Putin is worried that terrorists disguised as refugees are flowing out of Afghanistan. Our Western partners are persistently raising the question of placing refugees in Central Asian countries. He explained this presents the potential for the spread of terrorism, given anyone can now flow out of the war-torn country disguised as refugees. Who are these refugees? How can we tell? There might be thousands or even millions, Putin posed. Have we heard any question like that from President Biden? Any question about how are we supposed to know if these refugees are who they say they are? He says, we don't want militants showing up here under the cover of refugees. So, again, we live in a time period where Russia has more safety concerns than America. Meanwhile, Airbnb says it's going to host 20,000 Afghan refugees. Brian Chesky said on Tuesday that the program would begin immediately and that Airbnb would pay for the stays. The displacement and resettlement of Afghan refugees in the U.S. and elsewhere is one of the biggest humanitarian crises of our time. We feel a responsibility to step in. No question about clearance or safety of others or if they could be terrorists. Putin asked that question, but we're not asking that question. The reason that we can stay on air, the reason that I can come to you today, is InfoWarsStore.com. So if you haven't, make sure you take your health to the next level. You can get all these supplements for up to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Platinum Standard of Advanced Multivitamin Formulations. That's back in stock at 33% off. Pollen Block, Living Defense Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, those are all 40% off. Vaso Beat, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, that's the newest addition to InfoWars. That's 50% off. So make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com, get those best-selling items. I have been enjoying the vitamin D gummies. They're also great for children. If you have children like me, they're gummies, so obviously they can chew them up. They taste great. They're lemon flavor. And we all know that we could use vitamin D3. And since no one else talks about prevention or building immunity, let me remind you that we all know that vitamin D support can keep your immunity working at your immune system working at its best level. So these are a great thing to have on hand, vitamin D3 gummies. So make sure you get yourself some of those. Make sure you get some energy with Turbo Force. Also loving that, drinking that on the daily, especially these days that I've been getting up early, which is normally not my thing. Hopefully I'm making sense for you. But getting that energy midday with Turbo Force, so check that out as well, and we'll see you in the next hour.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deeper source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Just kidding. Christy Lee here, guest hosting. Harrison Smith will be back for you tomorrow. We were just talking about Afghan refugees and Afghanistan. So wanted to go to this video, if you haven't had a chance to see it, on just, you know, the details that they give us. Here's John Kirby about giving us some actual information.
David.
John, were you being deliberately vague when you said the number of Americans was several thousand, or was it because you're not sure of the number? If you need to check the number, I mean, that's the most important number here, the number of Americans. So if it's just a matter of checking the number, can you do that and give it to us? Or if you're being deliberately vague, don't tell me why you're being deliberately vague.
I think I'm just going to leave it at several thousand right now, Dave.
Well, then tell us why.
Because I think the number is very fluid. And
the number's
it literally
fluid.
Changes nearly by the hour.
It's not more fluid than these 11,000, 37,000.
I'm going to leave it at several thousand right now. Wuffa.
Thank you for that information. He calls himself a press secretary and just like, I don't know, like, thousands-ish. At least he was called out for being vague. Oh, my goodness. What's the point in being called a press secretary if you're not going to at least attempt to give more information, even when challenged? Let's go to a special report, the treasonous propaganda holdouts.
While the Mockingbird media implodes over Biden's Afghanistan disaster.
Heard President Biden say yesterday in his comments to ABC News that this is not a failure. And I think a lot of people outside that airport, particularly those taking the kinds of extreme actions we're just talking about, would like to know, if this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
Mr. Ambassador, thank you for joining me, sir. You know this territory very well. Is President Biden right on this?
The question of leaving is one thing, and that's a, you know, arguable decision. But the manner of the leaving has been an absolute disaster, totally lacking in planning, executed faster than it needed to be, and in doing so, psychologically destroyed the confidence of the Afghans.
They feel that the rug was pulled out from under them. You hear criticism from the Brits, from Germany, from France, and that is really hurting American position overseas. And these cables, the dissent memo and these cables now from the Afghan employees of the State Department we've got in the last 24 hours are devastating. We have destroyed morale.
Those addicted to the lie are dancing in the streets while thousands of Americans are trapped behind enemy lines.
And we're so tribalistic as a country, it's hard for somebody to imagine a Republican saying everybody's responsible. But let's keep in mind, Mike Pompeo met with the Taliban. As Donald Trump was publicly saying, we have to get out of Afghanistan at all costs, it's not worth it, Mike Pompeo meets with the Taliban and tries to negotiate something. By the way, they ended up getting rolled harder than almost as bad as Neville Chamberlain, because they knew what the desired outcome of the Trump administration was. So they set this up to fail.
But those who live by the propaganda will die by the propaganda, as Brian Stelter's wrongthink spectacle flipped the script on the historical disaster clinging to the radical left ideology supporting the senile Joe Biden no matter what he does.
The Biden, quote, has stuck to his guns while under attack in the press, laying out a case for the limits of American military power. So, Matthew Dowd, you would describe the media's coverage this week as what?
way over the top and unconnected to a perspective on the issue from the beginning. They've added more perspective in the final days, but from the beginning they didn't have a perspective on it. My sense of this is Joe Biden has done, we should judge it by the data of what's happened and not by anecdotes. And sometimes the president, the press has a tendency to judge things by anecdotes and not the data. And the data for the last week shows Joe Biden has basically gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without a single loss of an American life.
You can find this whole report on band.video. Check it out. The treasonous propaganda holdout. See you back another time.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. The profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee, filling in for Harrison Smith. Last day for now. Harrison Smith will be back for you tomorrow. Wanted to go over, you know, our little gift to the Taliban, all of the equipment we left behind. You know, I am in the minority here. I think I'm the only woman that's reporting right now, contributing. But that's okay. Let's talk about some men stuff. Not to, you know, gender appropriate or anything. But this was actually my husband's idea to kind of go over this news, what's left behind. It's no different than in times past. But let's just go dive right in, go into it. Afghanistan, Pentagon says it has no idea. It has no idea how much U.S. military equipment the Taliban seized. Let me get this in its proper place. The U.S. spent up to $80 billion in training and equipping the Afghan National Army, producing an organization that was incredibly well equipped and a force larger in size than the militaries of many of our NATO allies. But, you know, we just pulled out of there right quick and left all our goodies behind. And NPR says, how valuable are the U.S. weapons the Taliban just captured? It says the Taliban wasted no time in gloating over their new war booty. Photos and video posted to social media show Taliban posing with captured aircraft, trucks, Humvees, artillery guns, and night vision goggles. I guess it kind of covers, there's challenge in flying a Black Hawk, so, you know, if that was left behind, don't worry about that. CNN acknowledges that rifles, Humvees, and millions of rounds of ammo that Taliban are celebrating their new American arsenal, likely not limited to small arms, captured sizable stockpiles of weapons and vehicles held at strongholds once controlled by U.S.-backed forces. There's no exact accountability on what's left, said one official. In the interim, photographs, videos showing Taliban firefighters carrying U.S.-supplied M4 carbines and M16 rifles, fueling questions about just how much American firepower the militant group now has at its disposal. And from Reuters, planes, guns, night vision goggles, Taliban's new U.S.-made war chest. About a month ago, Afghanistan Ministry of Defense posted on social media photographs of seven brand new helicopters arriving in Kabul, delivered by the United States. So there's that. And then you have from you have from WSJ, the U.S. banks and money transfer films tread carefully in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. Two major U.S. money transfers have suspended payments into Afghanistan, but we've seen the pictures of what we've left behind. Taliban will not be able to access most Afghan central bank assets. And then what I wanted to get to is, does everybody remember that, you know, this is nothing new, that there's been times past where we've seen Taliban and those in the Middle East with our war chest, with our vehicles. Let's take a trip down memory lane and see what happened with Toyota and their Let's Go Places drive. Take a look.
Let's Go Places. Not just the ones you can find on a map, but the ones you can find in your heart. Let's go beyond everything we know. And let's keep going. Because inspiration doesn't favor those who sit still. It dances with the daring. And rewards the courageous with ideas that excite, challenge, even inspire. Ideas that take you places you never imagined. Ideas big enough and powerful enough to make the heart skip a beat. And in some cases, maybe two. Toyota, let's go places.
داخل بلدة جرفة ردا على القصر المجيد لقرى وبلدات طوران والطيران الحرب الروسي.
So there you go. And I have a couple articles here from 2015 when this was happening. U.S. officials ask how ICE has got so many Toyota trucks. U.S. counter-terror officials have asked Toyota, the world's second largest automaker, to help them determine how ICE has managed to acquire the large number of Toyota pickups. Toyota saying it does not know how ICE has obtained the vehicles and is supporting the inquiry. ISIS propaganda videos show gunmen patrolling Syrian streets in what appears to be older and newer model white pickups. So that was happening in 2015. Also in 2015, these Toyota trucks are popular with terrorists. Here's why. U.S. officials have recently asked Toyota to figure out why its vehicles are showing up in so many ISIS videos. Here's another from 2015. How a Texas plumber's truck wound up in ISIS hands. And it breaks that down. And this is from actually 2013, talking also on this topic, just how we have a history of how our artillery, I said I was trying to talk about manly things, how our armory and equipment trucks end up there. This is from 2013. What did the CIA know when they found shipments being passed around in the Middle East at that time, and now we're dealing with it now. 1 month, 700 trucks, Afghanistan's U.S. military vehicles fall into Taliban hands. And friendly fire accounting for the stolen arsenal of ISIS. That's actually from 2016. See, how these things never change. But, again, we're not allowed to talk about this. PolitiFact is on the case. They say there's no proof Biden left $80 billion in weapons or that he wants Americans' pistols. There's been no accounting of how much military. So there's no proof that $80 billion, but there's no accounting of just how much military equipment was left. And you know that it's usually like 20-year-olds that write these fact-checking articles. It says, one expert says aircraft and other military equipment likely worth less than $10 billion. So you can imagine if you're talking about this, you're not writing it in an article, and you're saying, clearly there's no room for any satire or sensationalism at all on the Internet unless it's on the other side. This, you know, there was people putting out there that there was $80 billion, they were taking the number of, like, the money invested into Afghanistan at this time and just saying that that was the amount of the military equipment, which wasn't the case. But can you imagine if you were saying this instead of writing it? Like, it's not $80 billion in weapons. That is false. And they have their little dial on this. This is completely false. It was just $10 billion. It's more like $10 billion. It's just $10 billion. Can you imagine? It's just like, I mean, when you're talking billions of dollars, it's just like you're missing the point. Even if it was $10 billion in military equipment that was left behind, is that okay? Okay, so it wasn't $80 billion, but is $10 billion okay? And they break down, you know, how you can fact check this. It says, popular take on Facebook is that the Biden administration, with its withdrawal from Afghanistan, in effect armed the Taliban and yet wants to take handguns away from Americans. They fact-checked that, too. Just because they left the Taliban and the terrorists a bunch of our equipment and our guns and our Toyota trucks or whatever the case may be, that does not mean that they want to take guns away from Americans. There's no correlation there. Just because they're okay with giving them to the Taliban doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the fact they talk about gun control here. They actually point that out in this fact check article. It's all silliness. Was hoping to have more time to break down this article for you, but got caught up. So we're going to give another special report to you on the other side. And then I didn't get a chance to take any phone calls yesterday, so you can call in and we'll get some of those phone calls later in this hour. 1-877-789-2539.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee here, guest hosting The American Journal today. Having a rough day. I told you to call, and then I realized I screwed up when the guest is going to be in, so got to switch things around. Let's take your calls in the third hour. We do have an exciting guest today that goes along with some of the things that I've been talking about. I talked about earlier how YouTube, I got my first strike for covering the Texans for Vaccine Choice rally. Just put up the highlights, but they gave me a strike. This is my warning not to post anything like that. My goodness. I do post to Rumble and BitChute and things like that, but I wanted to test the waters with how much I can get on YouTube and Facebook in the meantime. Speaking of Facebook, also shared with you that I posted facts and information straight from government agencies, and poof, gone. Can't find it anymore. You can't share facts if it doesn't go along with the narrative. They'll just, and I don't even get any warning on Facebook for that. They just scrub it right off. I do have a website, kltv.news, right now. That's the one that was scrubbed. I have to replace that right there in the middle where you can't see. I have to replace that one because they took that off. That was a YouTube link, so I can replace that there on my website. Lots of strategy to try and get around this, but we are going to be hearing more about this from our guest today, Facebook whistleblower, who talks about how they do these slimy, sneaky things and arbitrarily censor those who are questioning the official, directed, paid narrative. Also have a round rack meeting I'm going to tonight to stand against. I really, really, really want to put masks on my children. Going along with that, our defenses, what does the Nuremberg Code have to say about this? Let's listen to this special report.
Nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
Anywhere between 10,000 and 70,000 American lives are now held hostage by accelerating Taliban Wahhabi rule. There are reports that the kill list is long, as identities and bank records of Americans were retrieved from the U.S. Embassy, while the outer perimeter outside the airport becomes a chaotic hunting ground. Meanwhile, it has been 11 long days with only a disaster of an interview between Biden and questions from the Democratic operative George Stephanopoulos.
George, the reason why it's been stable for a year is because the last president said, we're leaving. We have control of the airport now.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is, but look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me if I'm wrong about that, but no one's being killed right now.
and this debacle.
I cannot promise what the final outcome will be or what it will be, that it will be without risk of loss. But as commander in chief, I can assure you that I will mobilize every resource necessary.
Biden ignored the $10 trillion terror cell he has just created.
Secretary Blinken is with me today, met this morning with our NATO allies in consultation about the way forward, so that Afghanistan cannot be used as a, in the future as a terrorist base of attack to attack the United States or our allies.
Ignored the tough details to send in special forces to rescue Americans behind enemy lines.
We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport. Where we have been seeing challenges with Americans for Americans, we have thus far been able to resolve them.
Biden then implicated our allies in his disaster.
What is your message to the America's partners around the world who have criticized not the withdrawal, but the conduct of that withdrawal and made them question America's credibility on the world stage?
I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world.
But the withdrawal, when it came, was due to be orderly, planned, and on the basis of conditions. It has been none of these. Yeah. What does it say about us as a country? What does it say about NATO if we are entirely dependent on a unilateral decision taken by the United States? Yes.
The chaotic, ghastly departure, the way that people were falling off the aircraft in their determination to get away and the helicopter shipping people out, says terrible things about the values that we hold and those who we wish to protect. So this is a shame on all of us.
And the idea that if I had said on May the 2nd or 3rd, we are not leaving, we are staying, does anybody truly believe that I would not have had to put in significantly more American forces, send your sons, your daughters, like my son was sent to Iraq, to maybe die? And for what? For what?
And then let the cat out of the bag that the questions were pre-planned after a reporter changed his question.
He did the interview with ABC News, but the White House press corps and the American people have a lot of direct questions for him. Will he take those today?
The president never shies away from taking questions. I'll let him make a decision if he's going to take questions this afternoon.
Said that there's no circumstances where American citizens cannot get to the airport. That doesn't really square with the images we're seeing around the airport, with the reporting on the ground from our colleagues who are describing chaos and violence. Are you saying unequivocally that any American who wants to get to the airport is getting there and getting past the security barrier and to the planes where they want to go?
I thought the question was, how can they get through to the airport outside the airport?
As the Pentagon Office of the Inspector General recently verified that the Taliban has continued to maintain its relationship with al-Qaeda and has provided safe haven for them in Afghanistan.
What interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with al-Qaeda gone?
What is your current estimate for how many al-Qaeda are inside Afghanistan?
I haven't seen an estimate on that. I don't know if we have an exact estimate.
Military intelligence estimates about how many al-Qaeda remain in Afghanistan.
We know that al-Qaeda is a presence, as well as ISIS, in Afghanistan.
But the president just said that there is no al-Qaeda presence in Afghanistan. That does not seem to be correct.
What we believe is that there isn't a presence that is significant enough to merit a threat.
And then the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and the President of the United States turned their backs on America and walked away. Either they are merely hiding from a mistake they can't arrogantly talk their way out of, or worse, they are preparing future operation rhetoric for the bloodbath and refugee COVID invasion that is coming. The chaos and lack of planning has gradually revealed the horrible possibility that maybe, just maybe, an arrogant, barely cognizant, corrupt, compromised, 78-year-old foreign asset is actually calling the shots.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And should be hastily impeached on a conviction of neglect of duty and corruption. John Bowne, reporting.
awesome report from John Bone. You can find more of his reports on band.video as well as that one. I did say we were going to play a Nuremberg Code video, and clearly that was not the case. We had the wrong one selected, but you got treated to that video, Dereliction of Duty, which you can also find on band.video, like I said. And we have a special guest coming up next. You're not going to want to miss this very relevant topic.
Not all vitamin and mineral supplements are equal. Many of them are synthetic. Many of them have fillers and additives. Many of them just pass right through the body and are not absorbed. Well, that's not the case with our incredibly popular, because so effective, product that has now been sold out for months, but is finally back in stock. And that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids to help it upload better into your body, into your cells. It's in powder form. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's really important for folks that are older because they don't absorb as well through their gut. So this liquid formula really, really does it. You mix up a pitcher of it every couple days, put it in the refrigerator, or keep it out in the kitchen, and just remember to drink it in the morning and in the evening. It tastes great. It makes your body healthy. It boosts your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, is back in stock for a limited time, 33% off InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s. And then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censured by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee, guest hosting The American Journal today. I feel like it's been a little bit rough. Please show me some grace. This is my third day off prompter doing something brand new, so I would really appreciate some grace on some of those rough patches. But all is well because we have a wonderful guest with us today, very relevant to the discussions I was having earlier. Talked about how I got my first strike on YouTube. And then as far as Facebook goes, this is the second time they've just scrubbed something off my page with no warning, no strike, no nothing, no acknowledgement of the fact. It's just poof, gone, disappeared, no explanation. So hopefully to shed some light on this is Ryan Hartwig. He began working at Cognizant for Facebook Project March 2018 as a bilingual content moderator. Early on, Ryan noticed examples of biases, wrote a letter to several members of Congress and senators in May of 2019. After not hearing back, he reached out to several news organizations and ended up connecting with Project Veritas. As a result, on July 27th, 2020, Congressman Matt Gaetz announced he was sending a criminal referral to Mark Zuckerberg for possible perjury for his April 2018 testimony before Congress, which many of us have seen. Zuckerberg testified that Facebook doesn't censor political speech. Ryan's firsthand experience as a content moderator and his undercover videos directly contrast with Zuckerberg's testimony. Ryan's written about his experience in his new book, so check that out. It's called Behind the Mask of Facebook. That can be found where books are sold anywhere. Ryan, long introduction, but you deserve that introduction. Just want to welcome you in. I am fascinated to kind of dig in on this because I've had a lot of warning signs from Facebook recently that they're messing with my page, and I do have that blue check mark from being a news anchor for so long, but I think that they're on to me that I actually want to share both sides of the story. Shocker. So, Ryan, yeah. What's the latest right now? You've taken quite the journey. We commend you for your bravery. So what's the latest newest information you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much, you know, Facebook is always involved with everything. It seems like every news story that comes out, there's something in my book that relates to it. I mean, you know, last week we had the whole issue with Afghanistan, the Taliban, and they haven't deleted the spokesperson for the Taliban. And part of my job as a content moderator was to delete terrorist content. And so I deleted on occasion, you know, on a fairly regular basis, Taliban, Al-Qaeda. We saw beheadings. And so the idea that, you know, Twitter and Facebook, they kind of have similar type policies. So the idea that they're not deleting the Taliban is outrageous to me on Twitter. I mean, we had directives from the Department of State. We had lists of designated terrorist organizations. We had to study the flags and know what to delete. So, it's insane that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they've made exceptions for other people in the past. They're making an exception for the Taliban. But it's shocking because the policy does exist to delete these terrorist groups. I personally deleted terrorist groups from social media. And so it's just outrageous that they're not taking the Taliban off of Twitter.
How does one become a content moderator? How does one become what you were doing for Facebook?
Yeah, so I applied there when I was working security at a furniture store prior to that. So, but I did have a bachelor's degree. But it seemed like most of the people there were like in their early 20s, just young people. But when you apply, it's with Cognizant. It doesn't say Facebook. So it really literally was entry level. A lot of these kids were just out of high school, early 20s. And so I was kind of the older guy in the crowd. But that's what it was. It was contract work, making $15 an hour. And so that was a process. It was fairly easy to get the job. I mean, they did a cognitive test, which that's how I got the job.
What was the first warning signs that you saw that these rules weren't being applied fairly?
Yeah, so summer of 2018 was my first summer working there, so I've been there about 3 months. It was Pride Month, and so Facebook said, "Hey, we're making exceptions. We're going to allow bare female nipples in the context of a protest." And clearly, the only protests happening that summer in large scale where people were walking around naked was Pride Month. And so it was clear they were just making this exception for Pride Month. And then they also made that exception where they basically allowed attacks against straight white males, calling them filth. So you can literally say, they said, okay, it's okay to say straight white males are filth for not supporting LGBT. So they're specifically allowing hate speech against a certain group because of their views. So those are the first red flags in the first like couple months, 3-4 months. And then after a year, I'm like, I noticed a few more of these examples. So I had a list. I made a list. I'm like, okay, I'll just put pen to paper. I made a list of about 19 examples. And now, I mean, 3 years later, that list of 19 is now exploded to more than 43 examples, which are in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook.
Were they sent out in directives like emails or just set in meetings? How did that work?
It was directives in posts. So we used a platform similar to Facebook, actually, where they shared the directives from Facebook. So it was a post, and we had to like the post. And but yeah, it was clearly from my coworkers told me, like, you know, we had Cognizant supervisors, but the client was Facebook. We were trying to make them happy. And Cognizant just copied and pasted the directives from Facebook and told us what to do. It was all Facebook at the top, and it's built into the policy. I mean, yeah, there's moderators, my coworkers, some of them were biased, but at the end of the day, the policy, Facebook policy, is skewed to the left, and that was designed by the Facebook, you know, people at Facebook headquarters.
Did any of your coworkers share your concerns, or were they just lockstep and cheering this on?
Some of them did question it. I mean, a lot of them questioned, you know, Facebook's financial motives, that it was all about the money for them. But, you know, surprisingly, like, there's a lot of my coworkers who were kind of quiet, who weren't really very open politically. Everyone knew I was conservative, pretty much. But, you know, a lot of my coworkers did, you know, privately share these beliefs with me. And there's a lot of interactions that were not in the original Project Veritas video, and I've included those transcripts, those raw transcripts, in the appendix of my book, actually.
Wow. And so did you ever go straight to your superiors and share these concerns?
So we were allowed to provide feedback to Facebook on different policies, and as a result, Facebook did modify some of their policies. But as far as this goes, like, one of my direct supervisors, her name was Monica, she was leftist, and and so I didn't feel really comfortable raising it up with her. So there wasn't really a channel for me to raise that up to the client.
How much control are these? You said a lot of your coworkers were younger, fresh out of college. How much control are they given to moderate content?
Well, I mean, we did have quality assurance, so we were graded. So you couldn't just go off the deep end and delete whatever you wanted. But, you know, we did have some. If you didn't get graded, I mean, we got graded on about 50 out of 1,000 pieces of content we moderated, so about 5 to 10%. So you could get away with it if QA didn't, if it didn't happen that you got randomly, you know, graded by QA, you could get away with things. But it was open to interpretation. I mean, we're reading this policy, and it's open to interpretation. So even if you got it wrong, you could fight back and get your points back from QA. So yeah, we did have some. I mean, we followed Facebook's rules, but there was a little bit of a gray area.
How does that work? Is it with the assistance of an algorithm, like things, certain words or phrases or things are flagged, and then it goes to you guys to review? How does that work?
It's a combination. So they would dump things in our queue, and I could only see one post at a time, so I couldn't scour through posts or search things. It just got dropped into my lap. But the AI bots did scour the internet for phrases, and they could change what we reviewed. So Greta Thunberg's a perfect example. So when people were calling her retarded, their AIs scoured, you know, the internet and dumped all the Greta Thunberg retarded jobs into our queue so we could delete them. So that's one example of, like, AI working in combination with human moderators.
All right. This is so fascinating to talk to you about how this works and the journey you've gone through, and we want to hear more. So if you're enjoying this, stick around. We're going to talk more with Ryan after the break.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah. InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
I go from where it
ain't. Man, I didn't get any kind of fun music like this when I was doing traditional dues. I'm bouncing in my feet. This is great. Christy Lee here, guest hosting The American Journal. I believe it was Friday, but all the days are bleeding together now that I was talking about. I did a whole like segment on people that are standing up, that are being brave, for what they believe in. And I mean, we are the army. Like, we have to unite and save America. Stand up, leave, strike, whistleblow. And that's what we're talking about today. We have Ryan Hartwig on with us, a brave whistleblower, about what's going on with Facebook that we could all clearly see, but then you got the schmuck Mark Zuckerberg saying, "Oh no, we don't do any political censorship speech." What? But Ryan Hartwig has been in this battle since, sounds like, 2018. Just welcome him in so we can kind of recap and ask you some more questions. So you started with Facebook.
Yeah.
As a content moderator in 2018. So take me through what led to you finally leaving, because you were seeing the red flags. You were seeing that there was different rules for different sides. So tell me how that made you exit.
Yeah. So I noticed those red flags the first year and then reached out to Project Veritas around May of 2019. And I volunteered to film with it in camera, so I did that for about 9 months. And so what's interesting is I filmed up until the end. So our company Cognizant, they ended the contract with Facebook, so I never got caught while I was filming. So I filmed for 9 months up until the end. So we all got laid off.
I need to back up because I'm a little bit confused. So then we'll dive right back into that. So I have here that you had reached out to Congress and senators. This was after you had gotten hooked up with Project Veritas and filmed. Like, had you reached out to Congress while you were still on the job, or was that after?
Yeah, it was all still while I was on the job. Wow. So, April, May of 2019 is when I sent out a few letters to a few congressmen, a few senators. I didn't hear back, but to be fair, I didn't wait that long. But you'd think that they'd
worried about
jump on this.
Doing this while you were still employed?
Yeah, so I reached out I sent that letter while I was employed at Cognizant, working for Facebook.
And you weren't worried about that? You didn't care if you lost your job?
No, I mean, I felt like that would be more whistleblower protection from Congress. I wasn't worried about that. But obviously, when I started filming as well, that was a concern. Getting fired. It was a decent job for me with good health insurance and benefits. So there was a concern at that point, but I just felt like it was my civic duty as a patriot to let Americans know. And what's fascinating is I discovered that it wasn't just the U.S. elections they were meddling with and interfering with. It was global. And it's crazy to see. On page 94 of my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, I filmed content about, and you'll never guess it, there was Facebook had content about the Afghan elections. So, I mean, this is global in scale. It's every country in the world. But Facebook was showing this training content. So let me go through that timeline just so we're clear. So, May of 2019 and June of roughly 2019, got connected with Project Veritas. Then I filmed for 9 months. And then the project ended in February of 2020. So they still didn't know I was filming it. So I filmed it up until the very end and filmed a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information. And then I went public in June. Right after the COVID news cycle kind of died down. But that's kind of a summary. Hopefully that makes sense. Does that make sense, Christy?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had the timeline correct, and I wanted to clarify that you had actually reached out while you were still on the job and that didn't get you fired. Take me behind the curtain of what it's like to be a whistleblower with Project Veritas. Do they run some tests with you, show you how to hide the camera, give you any kind of coaching? How's that work?
Yeah, so it's just it's mainly just logistical support. So I kind of had to learn the camera on my own. And once again, I volunteered to film with the hidden camera. You got to be creative with the types of cameras you use, obviously. But I kind of taught myself how to use it, and it was nerve wracking. Clearly, you're very. It's funny. I was going to say the word cognizant, and I worked for Cognizant. But you're very aware of you're paranoid. You think that everyone can see the camera, and we had it was a very strict policy. And actually, at the time, we literally had Pinkerton security on site because someone had doxed our address. And obviously, we're deleting terrorist content. You don't want to have that address public. And so we had Pinkerton armed security everywhere in the building. So here I was getting past security with a hidden camera. So you can imagine the level of paranoia.
What was the feeling when you got your first good stuff? And I know that there had to be a moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I just got that on camera. Tell me what that was like.
So This is pretty incredible, Kristen. I'm glad you asked. So I wasn't filming like every day at the beginning, but then towards the end, I started filming on a more regular basis, right? And so I happened to be filming that one day, and I got out of nowhere, I got pulled into HR, and they started grilling me about something I'd shared with a coworker like a month ago. I was talking about a protest I went to like 5 years ago protesting radical Islamic extremism. And I was holding a sign with Charlie Hebdo cartoonists, and I was on the cover of LA Times. All I did was share the link to the LA Times with my coworker, made no comments whatsoever. And I got grilled by HR for that, for, you know, sharing a post about me, you know, expressing my freedom of speech. And so I was filming. So I was so glad I was filming that day. And then later that week or that day, I told the people at Project Veritas about that, and they were very excited. And James O'Keefe was excited about that. I was basically being, it just proved everything that was true about Facebook, because I was being persecuted for my political beliefs.
Crazy. And then I know that sometimes in my experience with being a journalist, I know I got something good, but then I start to panic, like, was it recording? Did you have any feelings like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of times. So there were some equipment malfunctions a couple of times. And Sean Browder is someone I filmed quite a lot because he was the policy manager, and he was communicating with Facebook on a very regular basis. And there were a few occasions when I didn't have like my backup audio running and there was just no footage. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty tragic. So it didn't happen all the time, but it happened occasionally. So, yeah.
Okay. So bottom line, Mark Zuckerberg says they don't censor political speech. But you say you have hard proof of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Clearly, 300 plus pages in the book. This isn't a light read. This is 300 pages of deep analysis of Facebook censoring of political speech. And, you know, they wanted, just to give you a quick example, they wanted urgent trends into the Democrat debates. Why do they care about the Democrat debates? And they wanted us to flag content about the Canadian election, about humorous satire content that's targeting, you know, the people running for president. So, yeah, clearly censorship of political speech, you know, they have their stance on abortion. They have a stance on child pornography. Actually, in my book, I talk about how Facebook made an exception for child pornography, child nudity on a children's album cover in Brazil. And they said that they're allowing it because it has artistic value and it's in the public interest. So, I mean, if they can give an exception for child pornography, which is the one thing they shouldn't be allowed to, then just imagine what else they can get away with.
Going back to what you said before about getting called into HR, so your content moderator who is being called in to have your content moderated, kind of ironic. There. So is there any hope? I mean, is this a situation where, you know, these social media companies, they're too big to fail, like we had the banks that were too big to fail? Do you feel hopeful that there's going to be any accountability for all this?
There's a small hope, and I'm working with some people, and you know, there's been various lawsuits, but I'm working with a guy named Jason Fick, who had a lawsuit against Facebook that went to the Supreme Court, and he's forming the Social Media Freedom Foundation. So the current strategy is to not sue Facebook and Twitter, but actually sue the United States government under the Fifth Amendment for due process. They are depriving us of liberty and property. There's no, you know, measurable bounds. You know, and what people don't realize is Facebook is essentially a government agency. You know, it's like if you go to McDonald's and someone's causing problems, you want to kick them out, you call the authorities. McDonald's, you call the police. But Facebook is kind of like McDonald's, but they're acting as their own authority. So they're
right.
It's like McDonald's calling. So it's Facebook calling Facebook and trying to kick people out.
I need you to plug your book in these last 20 seconds. I could talk to you all day. Plug your book.
Yeah, Behind the Mask of Facebook. It's on everywhere books are sold, 300 plus pages. You need to learn about it to learn how to fight against big tech.
Thank you so much for your bravery, Ryan. And we're going to have to hook back up with you again soon. We didn't cover nearly enough. Thank you.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020. Where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee here, guest hosting the American Journal today. You're going to get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow. Fascinating interview we had with Ryan Hartwig in the last hour. We were talking throughout the break because there were so many questions I wasn't able to get to. But lucky for you, you can get his book about his whole experience. It's Behind the Mask of Facebook. And some of the things that we talked about during the break that I wanted to get some clarification on. So he said he was laid off in February of 2020. So that was before we were dealing with all this pandemic nonsense, before we were seeing all of this medical information or talk of the jab being censored. So he didn't really get to see that angle of it. But he saw just how bad it was on the political side of things, that they he has the proof in his book that they absolutely do take political sides. He couldn't even go to his superior, he says, because she was very much of a leftist. And also something that we didn't get to that I found interesting that he was talking about during the break was that there are 10,000 content moderators through various organizations throughout the U.S., and he says they typically pay about $15 an hour. So you're having these typically younger people, maybe college students or fresh out of college, that are making these choices on what other people are able to talk about and see and read about. So there's that. And the other part that's disturbing about this that I hadn't thought of is about the content that truly does need to be moderated. So he talks about this in his book too, that they're having to look over and deny or approve, in some cases, things like child porn, things like beheadings. And he was very much, since he was more on like the bilingual Spanish side of things, he said he was seeing a lot of torturing with cartels. I mean, what a recipe for disaster. You have like a bunch of college students or fresh out of college people making $15 an hour, 10,000 content moderators over the entire United States that are sifting through what we can and cannot read or see. And clearly there's a need for content moderation when it has to deal with pornography or extreme violence. But like I said, recipe for disaster. You have young people looking at pornography, and violence on the daily to moderate it and make sure it doesn't end up on Facebook. That's a really disturbing thought. We have 10,000 people looking at all these disturbing things to moderate it. So on that sense, there is a need on that end. But they're also able to arbitrarily decide what we can discuss or share or debate. And he said that they do, at least where he worked at, that they do get ratings. They get, theoretically, they can't just at will delete, remove what they don't like because of the ratings, but they would have to have a reason for them to look at the person's ratings. So typically those that are in college or fresh out of college, they've just been indoctrinated by the liberal university system. And then they're thrown into our public square, our modern day public square, to apply what they've been learning from their liberal professors on what we can and cannot discuss, debate, or investigate. All the while, split up by watching some porn, beheadings, cartel torture. Interesting. So make sure that you get our last guest's book. It's called Behind the Mask of Facebook. I want your calls on this topic. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give me a call.
Not all vitamin and mineral supplements are equal. Many of them are synthetic. Many of them have fillers and additives. Many of them just pass right to the body and are not absorbed. Well, that's not the case with our incredibly popular, because it's so effective, product that has now been sold out for months, but is finally back in stock. And that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids to help it upload better into your body, into your cells. It's in powder form. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's really important for folks that are older, because they don't absorb as well through their gut. So this liquid formula really, really does. You mix up a pitcher of it every couple days, put it in the refrigerator, or keep it out in the kitchen, and just remember to drink it in the morning and in the evening. It tastes great. It makes your body healthy. It boosts your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, is back in stock for a limited time, 33% off InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee, guest hosting today for the third time, prompter free, and you'll get your Harrison Smith back tomorrow. So lucky for you. And I'll get back to work on finding interviews and reports to get out what I can and see what gets censored and what can live on online. Interesting topic with Ryan Hartwig, a whistleblower for Facebook, answering questions of what we know is happening that I've just experienced twice yesterday, getting my Texans for Vaccine Choice rally highlight video removed from YouTube. Got that warning for a strike. And this is just after I hit 1,000 subscribers. So that must have been the key number. Like, oh, we're not going to pay attention to what she's doing or posting. But she hit this key number, 1,000. So, oh, let's start sending the warnings out and ripping information down. And then also on Facebook, a post, all factual information, just giving context to the ABC article that Pfizer vaccine had gotten full approval. And I just wanted to give some context, shared some prescription drugs that had been given full approval and were found to be harmful enough to pull off the market, that another drug that was to treat for cancer had been given full approval, and then the FDA had to send out a death warning on it after for full approval, and also giving the context of when the true safety and efficacy trials of the vaccine end, which is in some cases May 2023, I believe myocarditis, that study doesn't end until 2025. You can check me on that and other issues. But we're just going to go ahead and fully approve that. So, interesting. So it looks like might have a caller on the line, Johnny from Denmark. You're on the air.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Johnny.
You're still doing a great job. And just in case you're at all serious in saying that we'll get our Harrison back, which we're happy to do, we're also happy to have you here. And one of the benefits was we get a Christy Lee band.tv channel. So, I actually hope you have your own show. I think you're
fitting
to the team. Anyway, I'm just going to, at the risk of belaboring the obvious, say that all these big tech CEOs deserve to be tried for treason, maybe in military tribunals even, for collaboration with the Chinese government against the U.S. government and against the U.S. people. Their equivocation on whether they're publishers or platforms is something that, you know, might even surprise George Orwell. I've said for a long time, right now we're not living quite in George Orwell's 1984 scenario. We're living in George Orwell's 1984 scenario on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
it's almost unbelievable. I mean, because, again, I'm sure you're familiar with this concept. If you're a platform, you have certain protections from a liability for what's said, but you can't moderate content. And that's okay. And they're pretending to be a platform, but then they moderate content. So, you know, how can that be? They can't have it both ways.
It's just so brazen. Do you ever feel like defeated that they're just never going to have any accountability? Like, what keeps you positive about all this?
What keeps me positive is that I'm not as convinced as the vast majority of people are that Trump is not going to be reinstated. The reason is, I think, and also ultimately more than Trump, I think there's a great awakening going on that they are hastening to try to squelch, partly with the boosters to kill off the people who don't die with the first two shots, and partly with all these totalitarian measures. I see them as cornered rats. If you see a rat on the street, it's probably not going to bother you. If you have a rat cornered in your house and you're about to kill it, it's going to go through your throat. And that's what I see the NWO as right now, going for our throats because they're in desperation.
It does seem definitely desperation when reading some of the comments on mine, like, you're killing people for giving this context to this article, for giving the other side. It's just like, it's so extreme that it's just like, maybe we are nearing the end.
Yeah, to quote that, Greta Thunberg, how dare you do proper journalism?
I know. That's how it feels like. So my husband says, stop reading the comments, because I do. I get sucked in and I'm like, ooh, I have something I can say back. But I do. I need to stop. Thank you so much for that phone call, Johnny. That was really fascinating information, and I really appreciate your vote of confidence. Let's go to, is it BJ in Oklahoma? Bye, in Oklahoma. Bye, you're on the air.
First of all, Christy, let me say, you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you. I feel like today was rough, but I appreciate your vote of confidence there.
Yeah, you're doing excellent. And may I edge the vitamin C with zinc is awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
I've been on it a week, and I've got so many medical conditions that it just wears me down. And I'm not near as tired now with being on that vitamin zinc. So it's awesome.
Good. I'm so glad you're getting that from InfoWarsStore.com.
I sure am.
Oh, good.
All my products, I get the Vesto Beats from you. I get the Lung Cleanse from InfoStore. I get t-shirts from there. But my main topic is, how many more deaths do we have to have before the dang FDA pulls this vaccine. I mean, let's get
They have to acknowledge them first, Bi. They have to acknowledge them first. I mean, that's the trouble, is that we know the virus system, and we know that we have to figure out a way to make it more evident, make those connections, all these enlarged heart deaths and the other side effects that we know that the vaccine causes. It's like there's this disconnect. They need to make that connection and acknowledge that connection so they can actually attribute those deaths to the vaccine.
Well, it ain't going to help if they keep denying them when the doctors report it.
And the trouble is not everyone's reporting it, by. I mean, the father I talked to that lost a son that was at the vaccine rally, whose son died from an enlarged heart, his 16-year-old son, he died from an enlarged heart, which is a known side effect of the vaccine, and that father has yet to report to VAERS, because that's the thing. When these things happen, you get overwhelmed, and, you know, you may not even know. I honestly didn't really even remember hearing anything about VAERS until now. So that's the trouble, too, is just not enough people that know about it. So we're dealing with under-reporting as well. Thank you for your call. Bye. Let's go to Tyler in Kentucky.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Tyler?
I'm pretty good. I was just calling about how it's basically virtually impossible to share information on social media platforms, especially Facebook, regarding the vaccine. You know, every time I try to, you know, put some interesting information that people should see about the vaccine on Facebook, I get restricted. You get these pop-ups that cover up the post, you know, COVID vaccine info here and there. So I think more importantly, we just got to step out of the social media realm and into the physical streets to spread the word, you know, to people in your town, people outside of town, and just attend these rallies across the country. There's one in Frankfort, Kentucky this weekend, the Freedom Rally. And I think people just need to print out the information, you know, get with like-minded people and just get out there physically and show them, you know, these info bulletins, this critical information that's getting censored on Facebook.
All right, Tyler, we're running out of time. If you have more to say, go ahead and stick in the line. We'll get you on the other side. In the meantime, if you have something you want to say, call 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's from Ephesians 6. Just pulled that up on my time hop, so the evil must have been strong then too. Good reminder, standing on God's word during this time, getting your phone calls in about how to fight this spiritual battle, how to fight the battle I have to tonight. I'm going to speak at a school board meeting because they're trying to mask up my kids. Still trying to mask them up, even though I opted them out. They're going to push it even further. So if you have any inspiration for me on that. And we're also talking about social media censorship, what you've seen, how you're resisting it. The number is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And I'm going to go to James in Maryland. You're on the air.
Thanks. This is unrelated, but I live here in near Camp David, and you cannot help but miss Marine 1 and 2 fly over your house when it's going in and out of Camp David. I never once saw it. Last week when Joe Biden allegedly went to and from Camp David, I think three times. And today, I just saw it fly into Camp David about 15 minutes ago.
So you say you're pretty aware of when that's happening. Did you notice that when President Trump was in office, when he was going?
Absolutely. I've seen Biden go there before, too, but not last week. And you just can't help miss it because it shakes your house, you know.
Right.
They're two giant helicopters plus a lead that kind of does look out.
That's fascinating.
So, I just found that
interesting. You don't think he was there last week?
I don't know where he was last week, but I never saw his helicopters fly in and out. And I don't think they do a motorcade from D.C. to Camp David. So I don't know. Just found it interesting.
Yeah.
And if you have any resources in D.C., might be something to look into, because they definitely just flew all three helicopters over my house into Camp David.
All right.
But, yeah, definitely
down.
Fighting the spiritual battle here as well. So
all right. Stay
we'll
strong,
be praying for everybody.
Brother. Stay strong,
take care,
brother. Putting on that spiritual armor of God. Thank you, James, in Maryland. And let's go to Frankie in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm new at this. Okay. You're on the air, Frankie. What's up?
So I started making shirts, and the first one I made was an Impeach Biden shirt because we need to take a stand. I mean, it's long overdue. We've needed to take a stand for a long time, but most especially now. And, you know, the masking of the children, it needs to stop. This is child abuse. I mean, really, people. This is just getting ridiculous at this point.
What's so disappointing to me is they throw out, as far as in my area, only 6% of parents opted their children out of wearing the mask. And then in my particular school district, only less than 9% of parents opted their children out from wearing the masks. And the point that's so disheartening is you walk around Texas, you go in the grocery store, just had to get a new car, part of spiritual battle, car died. Side note. But anyways, you go in there, no one's wearing a mask. So all these adults and all these parents are not wearing masks, but you're telling me that less than 9%, less than 6% are opting their children out of wearing a mask. You're telling me they're sending their school expecting them to wear their mask on for hours a day, but they roam right around all over the city. I mean, what's going on? Do they not care? Do these parents not care? Do they hold their children at a different standard? Are they under peer pressure? I'm just so... It's so maddening, and I have to go to this meeting tonight and say what other people have been saying and feel like it's falling on deaf ears. So it's just like, what do? Wear a Biden t-shirt, Frankie? I don't know what to do anymore.
I made Free the Smile shirt. I made Unmask the Children. I have my Peach Biden shirt, and I'm actually banned on Facebook for 3 days now because I was sticking up for a nurse and her response. So, you know, I'm just hitting it on all angles. Even though I homeschool, I will not ever put my children through this. And I am in my four-year-old could tell you I was kicked out of the DMV for not putting masks over my children's faces and my own. And as my four-year-old walked out of the DMV, she yelled at all the people, "I thought this was America."
Good for her. That was great. Too bad you didn't have that on video. Oh my goodness.
So, yep. I am fighting for the parents who have to send their children to school, even though I don't.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, and I homeschooled my kids last year, and my kids were really anxious to get back into a school, make some friends. Having lived in tyrannical California the past year, they didn't really get to get out too much. So they were anxious and excited about that. And so I hate to pull them back out of school, but we're just going to take it a day at a time and keep on praying and standing on his word and being courageous. And thank you for being courageous, Frankie. And thank you so much for your call. We're going to get to some other calls. How about Jim in Ontario? You're on the air?
Hi, Christy.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Ontario
good.
Prisoner, I guess.
Oh, okay.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just two quick things. A buddy of mine is being censored heavily on Facebook on the CBC News section, so he's kind of getting ticked off and wants to get out of that. And also, Moderna is testing an HIV vaccine, and I just went online, saw the article. Some wealthy friends of mine, they're conservative, but they're like, "Oh yeah, I want to get that." I'm like, "You guys are crazy. You know the PCR test, right?" And they didn't even know anything about it. So I guess we got to educate people on the HIV vaccine upcoming from Moderna.
Oh my goodness. I mean, don't they have drugs for this, or are we just doing away with any kind of drug treatments and we're just going straight jabs from now on?
I don't know. It's pretty terrifying, I can tell you. If there's a mountain to die on or a hill to die on, it'd be this vaccine passport idea. So I just I wish we all had a choice, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's what we're asking for. Funny when you advocate for choice on this side, you're shot down. Thank you for your call, Jim. We want to go to Paul in California. You're on the air.
Paul from California.
All right. My last state I was in.
I am quarantining myself away from the vaccinated because of the shedding, and it's so far working fine. But another thing, all those pickup trucks in the Middle East that we gave them, can't we turn those things off?
That's a question over my head. But what mechanism could we use to do that? You think
they have black boxes? The police can turn off cars nowadays. If they quarantine here, they can push buttons and cars don't work that are new.
Well, I mean, when I went over that segment, there's plenty of old trucks that they have there too. So who knows what they can control. But you would think also, even with the newer military equipment that's worth billions of dollars, that there would be a way that they could control them. I mean, come on, we're in 2021. There's no way to control some of this equipment so that it doesn't get into the wrong hands and used by the wrong hands. That was an interesting phone call from Paul. Thank you for your call. We'll take more of them. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Talking all kinds of topics, particularly censorship.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, with that sentimental music, I just feel like a heartfelt thank you from me to you for letting me fill this chair these past 2 days, yesterday and Friday. I really appreciate your support and patience with me as I venture and do new things, try new things, never too late. I want to go to, we're taking phone calls, by the way, 1-877-789-2539, and some of you have been waiting a while. So I want to dive right in and get to Kurt in Austin. You've been patiently holding, and I want to hear what you got to say.
Thank you, Christy. Just to touch on your last, actually, your guest that you recently had that was talking about big tech.
Yeah.
Well, he actually exposed something that's very clear, that the government is actually the ones who control big tech. So where does the government end and big tech begin? No one knows. So how can we control that situation? I think he actually brought it to the attention of Congress, and they did nothing about it. President Trump did nothing about it. So I think this is a losing battle, and that's why we have to start ground roots organizations to take government and big tech out of the way.
I think you're absolutely right, and I feel you on that little bit of defeatism that you're feeling, because it's like you see it, it's apparent, and then nothing happens. You see it, it's apparent, and then nothing happens. It is a frustrating roller coaster that we are on at times, but I think you just continue to battle with the truth. When I spoke up about censorship before, I had people saying, like, well, these are private companies. They can do what they want. But we're seeing that, you know, Biden's press secretary up there saying, we need more action from Facebook and Twitter to clamp down even harder and make it so that you can't say anything. So I mean, it's becoming more and more clear, and you just need to point that out, continue to point it out. I liked the other caller that said, just start printing things out and passing it around, because if they're going to censor us online, we'll get the word out one way or another.
But Christy, real quick, I do appreciate you sharing the verse today, and we definitely need to realize this is a spiritual battle. And at the end, we are going to win. So we definitely have to put our trust in God and keep our minds and our eyes open and keep praying and believing.
Absolutely. Maybe we aren't having breakthroughs sometimes because we're not standing enough on His word, praying the words of Scripture, putting on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, and so on. Thank you, Kurt, for your phone call. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Christy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job. I'm a longtime caller. I just wanted to talk about the answer to what is happening right now. And a lot of people are asking that question. They're saying, what am I supposed to do about this? What can I do about it? And very simply, the answer is repentance. I think there's three choices that humanity has, and these are the three choices. You get the vaccine, and if you get the vaccine, you will die in 10 years. There's a lot of people on the planet, and we've destroyed it. And the second is you fight back against it. And if you fight back against it and try to fight for how we live in this way of life, you'll be in a concentration camp. And the third option is to repent, come to Christ, and change the way that you live. We are living terribly. When we buy steak at the supermarket, we are perpetuating the slaughter of thousands of animals. When we drive our cars, we are polluting the environment. When we build these buildings, we're destroying the sacred land. And if people don't wake up and realize it, that that is the problem and that is why all this is going on, then we can never live and we won't survive. And so people need to be strong and need to look at themselves and the way that they're living life and look at these screens and say, is that what I want? Is this the future I want for my kids, for my grandkids? Or is it time to change and get back to the earth? Is it time to change and start living in a better way?
I think those are some great thoughts. Thank you for your call, Matt. A good reminder that if we're not getting a breakthrough, if things are not happening for us, maybe it's time to take a good hard look and see what we need to repent from and allow God to work in our lives and in this situation. Nathan in Michigan, you've been waiting for a long time and are on topic with censorship. You're on air.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks for waiting.
Catch me. I'm right in the middle of working here, and I just went to break up my trailers, but I'm climbing back in my cab. Give me one second here.
Well, you did wait for like 20 minutes to talk to me, so I guess I can give you a second, but you're going to need to start talking soon because we have other people on the line.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so first things first, I'd like to plug Busy Magnesium. It's a miracle. It took care of my leg cramps pretty bad. I used to get them pretty bad. You're doing a wonderful job. I like listening to you, and I like hearing that I've been listening to Alex since 2006, and it's nice to hear new people coming on board. Third, censorship. I'm 45 years old. I have never had Facebook. I have never had Twitter. I barely got an email account. It gives me my schedule of work. That's how I defeat censorship. I go out in public, and they got to try and make a 6'4" or 300-pound man shut up. So that's how I... My thing, I think we need to get out more in the public. I think we need to get back to rallies. I went to Clay Clark's Renew America last weekend. My wife and I fully 100% accepted the Lord in our lives. And
amen.
Until I did that, until we did that, I felt defeated. And now I know lions, not sheep. And you're a lioness. And you're going to go in there tonight, and you're going to tell that council, don't mess with my children.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift me up in prayer. I'll take all of it.
Yes, you're going to win. So be strong. God will never let us fail. And if we die, we know where we're going.
Amen. So that's a great encouraging call. Great way to break up some of the negativity. I really appreciate your call. Thank you for waiting and giving us all of that encouragement. James has been waiting on the line. James from Indiana. He wanted to make a comment about Owen and the corrupt DA. You're on the air.
The only insurrection was Biden arming the Taliban. Corrupt prosecutors that are illegally targeting Owen should be disbarred. The DOJ manufactured the Whitmer case. The head agent was at the sex club beating his wife. Another case, Prosecutor Moorhead brought in witnesses to lie to lock up an innocent black man. And the worst one out of Indiana, federal prosecutors were hiding and destroying evidence to put people on death row. The government always has the evidence. They manufacture it, then bring people in to lie. It's against college standards to convict anyone when the system is corrupt and convicts innocent people on a regular basis. The only thing this government seems to be good at is abandoning our citizens, retaliation, and killing veterans.
Amen to that, and thank you for reminding us how corrupt our system is and that it is time to take a stand, fight back peaceably, of course, and support our brothers and sisters that are being brave, whistleblowing, standing up, and we just need to unite. Thank you for your call, James, and thank you for waiting to speak. Let's go to Angus in Pittsburgh. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Christy. You're a wonderful substitute for Harrison, first of all. I wanted to say that. At the end of this conversation, I'd like to leave a scripture that might inspire you from the Bible. And I know a lot of people put those things out. But anyway, my brother took the shot. He's older than me. I have like five brothers. But he took the shot, and what I know is
you have been holding for so long. Can you hold on just a tiny bit longer so that we can get your full statement after this break?
sure.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but we're going to go straight to you after this break. Thank you. I just want to get all of your good word. I know that you have some good messages to share, and I don't want to end up having to cut you off. So thank you. Call in 1-877-789-2539. Weigh in on censorship, on scripture inspiration. You got it.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
Not all vitamin and mineral supplements are equal. Many of them are synthetic. Many of them have fillers and additives. Many of them just pass right through the body and are not absorbed. Well, that's not the case with our incredibly popular, because it's so effective, product that has now been sold out for months, but is finally back in stock. And that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids to help it upload better into your body, into your cells. It's in powder form. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's really important for folks that are older because they don't absorb as well through their gut. So this liquid formula really, really does. You mix up a pitcher of it every couple days, put it in the refrigerator, or keep it out in the kitchen, and just remember to drink it in the morning and in the evening. It tastes great. It makes your body healthy. It boosts your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar. A true 360 win. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months, is back in stock for a limited time, 33% off InfoWarsStore.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee, guest hosting for The American Journal. I didn't get to take many calls yesterday, so I wanted to do that today, especially since it's my last day before Harrison comes back, and hopefully I'll get to do this again sometime. But for now, it's my last time, so wanted to connect with the viewers and hear from you. We were listening to Angus before I so rudely interrupted to go to break, and he had waited so long. So, Angus, you're back on air. I want you to have your full time to get your thought out.
Yeah, fine. I really appreciate that, Christy. Again, you're doing a wonderful job. It's nice to see a woman's intuition for a change. I would say, right, I would say that I cut my brother's hair. He's older than me. He took the Moderna shot. He has, he didn't have it before, but he has like a white, what looks like a white cyst behind his right ear. When I was cutting his hair, I saw it. And he also has them growing in his legs. They look like varicose veins, but they're white. So it is causing, it's causing clotting. The other thing is that I tried to upload the video that y'all had on by Dr. Sean. I don't remember his name. It's on your front cover page, but I tried to upload it on my
YouTube channel. The doctor speaking at the school board?
Yeah, yeah, I tried to upload it on my YouTube channel, Angus Lang, and they said operation aborted. Inappropriate content. So there is a phenomenal amount of censorship going on.
It's crazy. I mean, I got my Texas for Vaccines Rally highlight reel taken down. It's insane.
If they really truly believed what they were saying, they wouldn't fear any kind of counter, you know, to this. If they really believed what they were saying, they would say, okay, this doesn't exist, and they're all just a bunch of kooks. But they do understand this is a bioweapon. They do understand the shot is this is biological warfare. And the other thing I wanted to say is real quickly, and I want to leave you with that song very fast. I'm going to do it real quick, is that it is going to be very hard for us to organize right now because of the censorship and because of the intel. It's going to be very hard to organize. You know, we can't do it on our churches. Very barely we can. If you say the wrong thing, if you're white, you're a terrorist. If you're a Christian, you're a terrorist. If you're anti-vaxxer, you're a terrorist. These people are into name-calling. And what we need to do as Christian men and women, if that's what we are, is follow our God and not this system. And so with that, I'll leave you the verse that I thought would inspire you with your mask mandates at your school. It's Psalm 142, chapter 142, verses 4 through 6. And if I'm allowed, I'll read it. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto the Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. See, we won't have houses soon. These people are going to chase us out of our jobs and our houses and make them fire you and take unemployment or buy a tent because we're all screwed right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to trust our God. We have to trust our God. The Bible is becoming real time right now.
I agree, Angus. It's so important to stand on God's word. And I thank you for sharing Psalm 142, 4 through 6. The rest of you can look that up as well. Thank you so much for your phone call, Angus. And now we're going to go to BS Assassin in New York. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes. First of all, for your meeting tonight, I would highly suggest that you bring a box of the N95 mask, which clearly states that absolutely no good for coronaviruses. It says it on the box, then let these morons know it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. Bring that down. I'm writing all this down.
Bring the box with you and say, hey, you moron. It says right here, no good for the coronavirus. So if it's no good for what you guys are saying it's good for, then it's obviously just submission and dominance. And by doing this to kids, you're imprinting them at a young age. A grown-up could take a mask off, put it on, no problem. When you do this to children, you create fear that will last a lifetime. They'll never be able – there will be a binky for them. So now – the main reason you never shut down a society is because when you shut down a society, you're open for attack. You know what I mean? So another thing we have to worry about is getting desensitized. You got all these momos walking around with masks on. They don't even care that somebody comes up behind them with a mask. So I don't know if you know this, but they're going to be, if you look at the pictures of all these Taliban guys, they don't look like hardened soldiers. I believe all the hardened soldiers are over here already waiting to slice our throats. You know what I mean? So everybody better freaking wake up. And if you want to find out what's really going on, can we get Roger Stone on? I mean, he was working on Nixon's campaign when they set up this whole thing with China. You know what I mean? I mean, he got the tattoo. That's the guy we need to talk to. He knows exactly what's going on. Him, Nixon and Kissinger set this all up, the poisoning of America. They set it up in 1972, I believe. Was it 72 or was it before that? I'm not sure. But, yeah, we got to talk to him, man. I mean, he loves that guy, Nixon. You know what I mean? I mean, he worked on George Bush, another real piece of garbage. You know what I mean? Let's get Roger Stone on, have a big questionnaire. Right? We can ask him a whole bunch. Why did all this happen, Roger? You know what I mean? Why do you still tote that? You know, rub our nose in crap with that tattoo of Nixon on your back. You know what I mean? The guy who set all this stuff up right now. And why do you guys still promote that guy? You know what I mean? We got it. This is a battle between good and evil. And we got to make a clear distinction that there is evil out there. Donald Trump is evil. The guy read a poem about a snake injecting venom into a woman that helped him before he rolled out a deadly vaccine. And then we got Rand Paul and all these other pieces of our whole government is garbage. They're all garbage. They're all promoting a vaccine that is a death shot. And I guarantee not one of those morons took it, unless they're really a moron. But most of them, I guarantee, didn't take that shot. And Rand Paul's sitting up there saying that the vaccine works. He's like, oh, how the hell do you know it works? It didn't work out too good for all the animals. You know what I mean? The ghost of Ferris Pass is going, don't take it. Don't take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you, BS Assassin, for your phone call. I think it is a good reminder. We're supposed to be wise as serpent and gentle as doves. And we do need to question everyone. And the only way that we can determine truth is through the word of God and through prayer. And so we do need to be careful about who we trust. Trump was booed at the Alabama rally. We all saw that. You know, it is a little bit suspicious. I'm torn on that, too. I don't want this vaccine. I hate that it was pushed, and I don't appreciate Trump pushing it either. Let's go to Stephen in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Chrissy. I love the past few shows you've been doing.
Thank you.
I just want to say I agree with some of what the last caller was saying. I don't he was actually wrong. He said the N95 mask is the one that says this mask does not protect against coronavirus. It's actually the standard ear loop mask. I just want to point that out just to clarify.
Yeah.
But I don't think Roger Stone's a bad guy. I think he's we've all made mistakes in the past. I agree when he said, you know, the government's full of criminals. I totally agree with that. But getting on to my point, I just want to talk about the SARS-CoV-2, the fraud, basically. And I just got a few points, a few facts that I just wanted to point out. So Alex showed this on a show a few months ago. And Owen Schroyer pointed this out as well. If you look at the CDC's actual statistics for 2020, same exact death rate as 2019 and 2018, 0.9%. So how is there a deadly pandemic when you have the exact same death rate? You think if there's a deadly pandemic going on, people would be dying left and right. You would have at least a slightly higher death rate for that year. Nope, not at all. Not according to the CDC's own numbers, 0.9%. On top of that, they're saying the flu just disappeared because we were wearing masks. Like, it's on their own charts. If you pull up the charts and you look at the flu and pneumonia just go down right when coronavirus started going up in 2020.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so the flu just disappeared because we're wearing masks. Yeah, right. Come on. They just relabeled the flu and pneumonia and the seasonal yearly flu, cold, and pneumonia as COVID, and then you have the same death rate. It's a total scam, the whole thing. Fake pandemic. Yeah,
yep.
No doubt.
Spread the word. Don't do it on social media, Stephen, because you're just going to get banned anyways. Thank you for your phone call. We're running out of time. Let's see if we can sneak in Hen real quick. You have 44 seconds, Hen from Texas.
How you doing, Christy? I'll see if I can make this quick. I think I was hit by a bioweapon right as COVID started. my ex-girlfriend, her mother went and got a flu vaccine shot. Shortly after that, she got sick, severely sick with the flu. And then my ex-girlfriend at the time, she...
All right, I'm sorry, we're running out of time, but just another reminder that they think they got hit by a bioweapon. No news there. Give us a call back, Hen, on Wednesday. It'll be Harrison, but we'll hear the rest of your story. Sorry we ran out of time. Thank you for watching.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020. Where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work. So you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Pfizer will pay $2.3 billion in civil and criminal fines. The criminal fine, nearly $1.2 billion. 1.2 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 billion.